As Pastor Long said, my name is Nathan Eshelman, and I bring greetings from your sister churches in the Pacific Coast Presbytery, especially the Los Angeles congregation of which I'm pastor. I thank the presbytery for the invitation to preach for you, and I would like to remind all the presbyters that following this sermon, sustained and not sustained, is not required. With that said, please turn with me in God's holy word to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, hear the word of God. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven or even to eight, for you know not what disaster may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seed, and at evening, withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for the youth and the dawn of life are vanity. The flower fades, the grass withers, the word of God stands forever. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, as we come to this text this evening, and especially on this occasion, we pray that you would, by your Spirit, bless the ministry of the word as you go forth in power. Amen. Our text for this evening is Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Our theme as we look at this text is cultivating the kingdom in Kokomo. After 10 chapters of the book of Ecclesiastes, this old man Solomon has been reflecting on the foolishness of the things of this world and showing us and driving us to the fact that wisdom is only found within the Scriptures and within the Messiah who was to come. And here, as he comes to the closing chapters of this book, he gives some final thoughts concerning means. Cast your bread upon the waters, you will find it after many days. These ancient and even cryptic sounding words have something to say to the event that brings us here this evening. Solomon's words are useful to the kingdom, and they're useful to the work to which Mr. Anderson has been called here in Kokomo. Sean, cast your bread upon the waters and you will find it after many days. See, Solomon understands that, when one invests in kingdom cultivation, it may appear foolish to those who do not understand what God is doing. Kingdom cultivation seems like a waste of time and energy to those who are not able to see the kingdom of God. You can reflect on the words of Jesus to Nicodemus, where he says, "Unless a man is born again, you do not even see the kingdom of God." The ordinary means of grace, they appear to be foolish. Preaching, prayer, sacraments. Solomon says, know that the kingdom is cultivated through ordinary means. Cast your bread upon the waters, or you will find it after many days. Solomon has spent years of his life living in rebellion outside of God's revealed will. We all know of Solomon's life. He spent his life taking pleasure in foreign women. He took his pleasure in collecting chariots and horses. And yet, even as Solomon has lived this hedonistic life, this self-centered life, grace breaks in. And grace broke through that hardened heart of Solomon, and the seed of the gospel was able to flourish within his heart. How do we know that the seed bore fruit? The book of Ecclesiastes is that fruit. The fruit of Solomon's conversion and repentance and faith and sanctification. This book is evidence that God broke through the hardened soil of Solomon's heart and softened his will and drew him unto himself. And Solomon leaves this legacy. Use the means. And that's something that young pastors need to know. Use the means. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Bread casting can serve as a philosophy of ministry. Bread casting can be cast towards those who have unconverted hearts or loved ones that are hardened. It can be cast towards our own heart as we seek to be sanctified in the Lord Jesus. And bread casting can cause us to see the kingdom in ways that we had never imagined. Kingdom cultivation requires what the world deems as foolishness. And yet we step out in faith. We step out in obedience. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Now you may be thinking, what is this pastor talking about? You have this image of a bridge, and you're standing on the bridge, and there's Wonder Bread being tossed over the bridge, and it's floating downstream. It's not the image of what Solomon is speaking of. Solomon is in a dry and thirsty land, and yet a harvest is needed. There are certain times of the year in the life of a desert river where the river begins to recede and it begins to trickle. And there's muck that builds up on the side of the river. And as the river comes in and the muck goes out, eventually the hot sun causes the muck to
to dry and to crack. And here, the word for bread is grain. It's casting grain into the river. And as that grain is cast into the river, it goes and it works itself to the edge and it gets caught in the muck and the seeds go down and the seeds dry in the ground. And sometimes the river would even disappear. But seasons change. The rains come. The grain would be germinated. The river would come back in a trickle. And eventually a harvest could be taken. What would the untrained ancient person, looking at this farmer casting seed, what would he think if he did not know that he was using means? He would think he was foolish. Kingdom cultivation is like that sometimes. Sometimes we get in this mindset, what am I doing? Is this really worth the effort? Is this really what God uses to build the church? We preach, we read the Bible, we sing the Psalms, we pray. Is this a way for a kingdom to go forth? Through preaching, through prayer. Remember, Solomon is a testimony of grace, a man who at the core of his being was transformed. What are some of the ways that we can be encouraged as Mr. Anderson begins the seed casting through the preaching of the Word, through the ordinary means of grace? Well, first, we must remember that we are to sow in obedience. Sow in obedience. That's the word cast. It's a command. We are to cast the seed of God's Word in a prayer, and we do so out of obedience to God. And it seems as though so much of that seed is lost to the hearers. But we do so because it's commanded of God. This is seen in verse 2 as well. Give a portion to 7 or even to 8. You do not know what disasters may happen on earth. It's the sowing in a complete way. We sow in large numbers because it may be used later. We do not know what opportunities will be open because of our sowing. We preach and we minister the Word in counseling and we encourage according to the Word, and our whole life and our whole ministry is to be focused on God's Word, and our whole philosophy of how God's work is done needs to be centered in the very Word of God. And we're to use that word liberally as we sow, trusting that Jesus Christ will do what He said He will do, trusting that Christ will do as He wants to do. The prophets tell us that God's Word will not return unto Him void, but will accomplish that which God desires. We do not know what God will do, but we cast bread out of obedience. Look at verse 5. As you do not know the way the Spirit comes to the bones of the womb of a woman with child, so we do not know the work of God who makes everything. Friends, how does the preaching of the word convert the heart of a sinner? I don't know. But God's word says that that's how He converts hearts. Just as we do not know the way that life enters the baby within the womb. And we know something. And yet we cast. We cast out of obedience because it's part of kingdom cultivation. Cast your bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. We also see that we sow with endurance. We sow with endurance. Look at the end of verse 1. It will be found after many days. The work of the kingdom takes time. It takes work. It takes patience. The Lord Jesus has worked tremendously here in a generation. What is in store for the next generation? Endure as you cast seed for many days. You think of the parable of the sower. What happens to the seeds that sprout up quickly? Remember, they're planted on rocky ground and they plant up quickly and they die away quickly. Friends, we don't want quick results in the church. We want roots in the church. It's not He who makes a big show who will be saved. It's He who endures to the end who will be saved. We want lasting results. We want to see lives changed in such a way that when the sun comes out, when those trials come, those roots are deep enough to drink from God's Word and to not die off. We want to see seeds planted that take root and produce fruit. We want to see those who we counsel patiently to bear gospel fruit. We want to see Marian established. We want to see this place fill back up as Marian is established. You want to see other churches planted after Marian is established. We endure many days. Friends, is there some aspect of your life where you've been waiting for the gospel to work? Continue to persevere. Continue to endure. Because as this bread is cast and it makes its way to the muck, the bread does not come up before the farmer's eyes. You need patience. And Solomon says that the same is true in the spiritual realm. As we endure with patience, we reflect on the seeds that have been sown and we consider this call to patience after many days. You see, excuses can set in at times. And they're here in the text, verses 3 and 4. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north in a place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. we are prone to excuses. It's going to rain. I can't sow. There's a fallen tree in the southern field. I can't sow. If you cannot sow, you will not reap. The gospel of Christ is this message that Jesus Christ will take men and women who are dead in trespasses and sin and grant them life. Jesus is in this business of making crooked paths straight and redeeming those who appear to be beyond hope. And the gospel transcends our excuses, even excuses that pastors make. After many days, we must endure. We must endure in our prayers, in our vision, in our sanctification. Verse 6 says, "In the morning sow your seed, and at the evening withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good." Sow in the morning, you sow in the evening. Something of the two may be good, they both may be good. Which will bear fruit? We are to sow. We are to endure in sowing. And we leave the rest up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we can't change hearts. Pastors are not in the business of changing hearts. Pastors are in the business of using the means of grace that God says will change hearts through the Spirit of God. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Or the leopard his spots? We sow and endure. We cast our bread and we wait. Because He is faithful to His promises that He will build His church. He's faithful to His promises that He will fight indwelling sin. He will do the work that He set out to do in your heart, in your family, in your home, in your church, in the presbytery, in the denomination, in the worldwide Christian church. Friends, sow with endurance. Sean, preach and preach and preach and pray and pray and pray and endure in the ordinary means of grace. Cast your bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. In the third place, we see that we sow with expectation. With expectation. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it. Solomon encourages us in our labors. Got a couple of brethren from the Midwest Presbytery. The farmer doesn't sow and say, "Well, that's not going to work." The farmer sows with expectation that the means that God has given to farm will produce a harvest. So too, as the work of the church goes on and we look at what the Scriptures give us, these are the things that we do in worship. These are the things that God uses to convert the hearts of sinners. They're not the ones I would have picked, but they're the ones that God would have picked. And we expect that He will use the means that He's given His church. The seed is thrown in the river. And what thoughts go through the head? Is it, "I'm never going to see that again? It's not going to work. How's this actually farming? time passes, many days, as we said, green begins to be seen. Grain grows up from along the side of the riverbed. There will be a harvest. One Puritan wrote, "The prayer that seems as if it had died on your lips, continue in it. Though you halt in the weary conflict, hold on. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, rejoicing as he brings his sheaves with him, when days of waiting have done their work, humbling us in entire dependence upon God, and ripening us for the harvest, blessing in due season, in God's good time, we shall reap if we faint not. You cast bread, and it seems as though it will never return. Wait, because the promise of harvest is there. Do you wonder what God's plan is for your life? And you keep praying and praying. The harvest will come. Do you desire to see the preached word transform lives? Harvest will come. Do you long to have your life conformed more and more to the image of Jesus Christ? You hate sin and desire to walk in obedience. Harvest will come. And how? His seeds are being planted. The bread is being cast in the waters, and we endure and we wait for the promise to be fulfilled. We sow with expectation, knowing that God will bring in the harvest. Friends, this may seem like a simple formula. We must remember that it is the Lord Jesus who does the work. That's why we call it the ordinary means of grace. It's His work. It's what He's given us. He says, do this. This is your ordinary work. We cast bread. The Spirit blesses. We endure, and the Spirit gives perseverance. We see a harvest as He plucks the fruit. Obedience. Endurance. Expectation. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that You would give us obedience to the ordinary means of grace. That You would give us endurance in the work to which You have called the church. And that You would give us a longing expectation to see the harvest come, as we wait on Jesus Christ. Amen.